People say less is more. At Red Barn, we think less is better. It's what you won't find that sets our natural premium pet food apart. No byproducts, no corn or soy, no fillers. Just the natural ingredients your pets need to live the healthy life they deserve. Look at the label. We want you to. Red Barn Naturals Pet Food. Simply the best. Find it in your local pet specialty store. Try our grain-free rolled food. It's protein-packed with less risk of food sensitivity.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Coco Express, part of the Blog Talk Radio Network. Your host on the Coco Express is Aurelia Lyles. She's all about keeping it real. Great guests, interesting topics, so get on board. Listen, learn, live.
Good afternoon. It is Saturday, the 25th of October, 2015, and it's time for Paradigm Shifters, Principles for Life and Success.
What is character? Character is what you do when no one is looking.
Paradigm Shifters, Principles for Life and Success. Hosted by motivationalist Steve Duncanson. Start framing your tomorrows today.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Paradigm Shifters, Principles for Life and Success. I'm your host, Steve Duncanson. I'm really pleased to be able to be here with you. That was a little different opening intro today, but it's certainly always on point, right? Character is what you do when no one is looking. Strong, very positive. And I'm not just here. I'm really glad to be able to welcome my co-host, Marilyn Cascio. How are you, Marilyn?
Hi, Steve. Hello, everyone. I'm doing fantastic. Thank you so much. How about you, Steve?
Great. Everything is fine. Everything is well. Glad to hear that. You know, it's been a minute since we've been in conversation, since we've conversed, but I'm glad that you're able to be on. What's been happening new in your life? Anything interesting or of note you'd like to share?
Yeah, there's always a lot of excitement, always something going on. I'm having some really fantastic groups of people and students that I'm meeting on a weekly basis. I have a group study going on, and we are covering the Untethered Soul. It's a beautiful book written, and how we can rediscover who we are. So we're doing that. I have new students that are becoming Reiki practitioners, and I just started teaching in New York City teenagers modeling and acting, but I'm not only teaching them that, I'm teaching them what it is to be, and they're loving it.
Wow, that's excellent. That's excellent. And that book, that's a great title, The Untethered Soul. And it speaks to, obviously, the opposite of the tethered soul at which most people live, like bound, I guess, by some of the internal dynamics that are going on, and be able to have that released is a way to be able to live in freedom, right? That's good. That's great. And you know, I often ask what you've read or because this program really is about being able to share from an authentic place. In other words, not things that are contrived, but what have been our experiences? What have we apply that we might be able to share that someone else might be able to get the benefit from? And so, you know, you know the deal, Marilyn. Very often Aurelia will call me and say, so what are we talking about today? And I'm like, I don't have the faintest idea. I mean, she'll call me maybe during the earlier on in the week, and I say, I don't know, because it really depends on what lands for me based on the things that are going on, things I might be reading, experiencing. It really depends on what lands at that moment that I feel I want to, that I'd like to use as a jump off. And certainly, if you read that book, The Untethered Soul, something that I've read, and a portion of which I want to read today in a program, I think would be of value as well. I also thought of you, Marilyn, as I did it, because there is a theme here, a concept that you often talk about and part of Reiki having to do with gratitude. And so you'll see that as we go through. But if I may read it, it's an excerpt from a book called Uncommon Sense by Nino Quibin. And, of course, Nino is known also for writing that book, The Greatest Salesman That Ever Lived. And it's not just about sales of products and services, but about the fact that all of us are always in sales because the first sale we make is ourselves, right? And so that's the dynamic of it. But this is called a zero-sum equation, right? And so it begins with this, common sense, it is better to give than to receive. Uncommon sense, it's better to give than to give back. True generosity involves giving, not just giving back. It means giving with no expectation of repayment. Giving back is a zero-sum equation. We give back what we received, and the world is not better off than it was before we received it. It's kind of like the circle sort of thing, right? So true giving means the world is improved by the sum of our giving. It is better off because we are here. People who view their stewardship in a role of giving back miss the point. To be significant in your world, we must focus on giving, period, not giving back. Not giving as a payment, just giving because there's a need we can fill and we want to fill it. Always give without remembering, always receive without forgetting, said William Barclay, the Scottish theologian. That's a wonderful idea. Giving rewards the giver much more than giving back. The most gratifying reward comes when we give not because we have to, not because someone asks us to, not because we owe it, but rather out of a heart filled with gratitude. People whose hearts are filled with gratitude tend to be more positive, generous, and innovative. They also tend to be easier to get along with and therefore more successful and influential. Unconditional giving is like parental living at its best. Good parents don't love their children because their children love them first. They don't love back their children. They love their children, period, even though the children at times may seem unlovable. The good news is that we don't have to give our fortunes to give generously. There are many ways we can give, even though we may be lacking in financial resources. We can give talent, skill, time, or love. We can mentor, coach, advise, guide, or serve someone as a role model. These are all avenues of giving. Giving back is not in itself a bad thing, but when we graduate from giving back to just giving, we arrive at the zenith of true pleasure. Go there and see for yourself. Right? And as I, read this, when I first looked at it, I'm like, it's a matter of semantics. What are you talking about? Giving back. Giving back is important, right? But here's the thing. There's such thing as giving out of a need, right? And if you're giving out of a need, that suggests it's acknowledgement that we all have been given something, some point or another, for which we only will recognize if we live out of a place of gratitude, right? Because especially living here in America, the poorest person in America is still richer than other people in other countries. But you don't see that unless you're operating from a standpoint of gratitude. And when you operate out of gratitude, then you're able to give out of a need. Even when it may appear that you don't have, it reminds me of a story in my favorite book that talks about the widow's mite, the woman who only had two, but she gave what out of a need, not simply what she had, or the woman who was preparing her last meal just before she and her son died, and she gave out of that need, the little bit that she had. And I think that comes from a place of gratitude. So as I read this, and again, the common sense is it's better to give than to receive. And I think from an altruistic, conceptual standpoint, many can embrace that. But the uncommon sense is to it's better to give than to give back. And I believe that's from a deeper level of thinking, a deeper level of living. Even if it said at the end here that when giving back in and of itself is not a bad thing, but when we graduate from giving back to just giving, we arrive at the zenith of true pleasure. Go there and see for yourself. Where initially this appeared to me to be once again, technical and maybe even a bit splitting hairs, I think that there is a sincere and a clear place to recognize the difference between the two and allow us to live at a high level of consciousness and therefore a high level of effectiveness in the context from which we live from day to day. What do you think, Marilyn?
Oh, yeah, it makes so much sense. I love when you talk about gratitude, it reminds me of something, of this quote that says, gratitude is a vitamin for the soul. So it's such a powerful tool, and it can actually shift you and shift your energy for the day. When you start your day just thinking about what you're grateful for and writing the things that you're grateful for, you can actually feel a shift in your body, and it sets your tone for the day. It's the most powerful tool that we can use. And giving, I say that, you know, our purpose in life is to give, it's to serve others. That's what we're here for. And when we don't make life about ourselves and we make it about others, life is just so much more beautiful because we take the focus off of ourselves and focus on others and giving and serving. And the universe will always, always give us back because that's just the law. And as long as you're really giving from your heart, and in the introduction of this segment, we can hear you saying, you know, character is what you do when no one is looking. And so it's the same thing. It's about, you know, giving and making those gestures of kindness and love. And it doesn't have to be monetary. It could be you're giving your time, you're giving to the community, and you feel so good when you do that. It's so powerful. So giving and gratitude. But at the same time, when we receive, we want to open our arms to receive and say thank you and be really grateful for what we receive, whatever it may be. And when we do that, we will receive more. When we're grateful for what we have, we will receive more.
Yeah, yeah. And I believe that's really one of the keys here and the point of differentiation and the point of clarity to be understood in the common sense versus the uncommon sense description is given here, and spoken here, because the common sense thing is, in order to give back, I have to have something to give, right? And if one perceives themselves as not having, how do you give back? But from the standpoint of gratitude, you recognize that there's always that we have life, that you have breath, that you still have time, because there are those who did not wake up this morning. They went to sleep last night, did not wake up this morning. As a matter of fact, I just to sidebar to be acknowledged, you know, the officer that was killed this past week, New York City police officer. Clearly, when he woke up that morning, he anticipated that he would go home. And because of the way of the world and the many different things that exist out there, that did not happen for him. And so what I'm saying is that as long as there is life, as long as we have breath, there is something that we have that we can give. And it's not a matter of having felt, just thinking from the natural standpoint of, wait, I have to have been given something then to give back, you know. So whether, you know, we view that in the context of, even if the most simplistic way of looking, of course, has to do with finances. I've got money and I've been given the opportunity to make so much money, now I want to be able to give back. But what about when you don't have? when you don't have, and then sowing out of a need instead of sowing out of abundance, right? Sowing out of lack as opposed to sowing out of an abundance thing. And so, again, they seem to be just a bit in conflict. But what I think this is calling us to is a heightened level of awareness, a heightened level of consciousness to operate from a standpoint of the fact that you are here to, when you are grateful for that, when you can acknowledge it and be grateful for that, you'll always recognize that you have something to give. Mm-hmm. And the willingness to be able to do that, it really is another level of thinking. It's another level of having process, you know. And I remember seeing on Facebook these social science experiments that people do kind of like ad hoc, right? And a gentleman goes up to a homeless person and gives him a box that has a couple of slices of pizza in it. And the homeless person is very grateful for it. It's got like two slices in it. A little shortly after that, someone else comes by and asks that homeless person for something to eat. And this homeless person cut their pizza in half and gave it to the third party. And that's kind of like what we're talking about, because one can think, you know, how is he giving when all he has is this thing? How do you give out of this little? But the homeless person was grateful for what he had been given, and out of that gratefulness, gave to someone else. Is this making sense to you guys? Hello? Oh, I'll take that for a yes, but you're not necessarily by the microphone right now. But the reality is this, is for us to be able to, you know, when we're operating from a place of love, that really begins to make the difference.
Hi, Steve, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know, love, by its definition, is the desire to benefit others at the expense of self. Us is the desire to benefit self at the expense of others. And so when we are loving others, truly loving others, we're willing to give, not expecting to give back. You know, again, that quote by William Barclay, always give without remembering, always receive without forgetting. It denotes and speaks to the responsibility that we have, not only for ourselves, but towards others, and that we always have something to give, not simply a matter of giving back because you owe, but giving back because you are, because you're here. Marilyn?
Yes, I always say we have the ego and we have the spirit, right? So it's like we're moving from the direction from our ego toward our spirit. So when we're moving from that direction and from the ego-centered position of, well, this is what I want, this is what I need, into the more challenging exploration of, well, what does the spirit, what does God, what does the universe expect from me? How may I use my own talents to give? And that's one question that we can start asking ourselves. So we're coming from that place of love. And as Marianne Williams says, there are only two emotions, fear and love. So when we're in the place of fear, that's when we're thinking, okay, so we're lacking, and we have anxiety, and we have worry because we're in that place of fear. But when we return to that place of spirit and that place of love and we start giving, there is no fear because we're in that place of that emotion called love, and that comes from our spirit. So there, in that spirit and in that space, there is no worry, there is no lack, there is no fear, and there is no anxiety. So when we move into that direction, into the direction of our spirit, into the direction of our higher self, and knowing that everything is in divine order, and having faith and trusting, then you will always come from that place of spirit, of love, and you will be able to have that giving and that gratitude and living from that space.
Mm-hmm. That's good. You know, as you were expressing what you were just saying there, it made me think about the fact, you know, when we talk about fear and love, is that the two cannot coexist. One will supersede the other. And clearly it's a choice that we decide on whether we're going to focus on fear or whether we're going to focus on love. Right? We decide, but, you know, my favorite book again says perfect love casts out fear. When light comes, darkness has to leave. I mean, the reality is they cannot coexist. Though one has to become the focus in order for the other to either be submitted or subdued in this case. And what we're really expressing is when one can acknowledge and operate from a place of gratefulness for being, right? Be grateful for being, then it gives rise to the aspect of love and being able to give simply from that standpoint. There should be no point in which we don't give. And I think what was brought out in this writing, as well as what you've expressed, Marilyn, is that it doesn't have to be monetary only. There is so much that we've got as human beings, and there is a stewardship responsibility that we have. You know, our lives denote a stewardship responsibility. It's been given to us to be taken care of, right? It's held in trust. Our lives are held in trust because they belong to the person that gave it to us in the first place. You know, God, the grand overall designer. And I think if we're operating from that space, it creates a whole nother level of energy which impacts every encounter that we have with others. Now, it doesn't mean, you know, and I'm careful in expressing these things that we don't feel like, you know, oh yeah, that's, you got to have wings, you got to be this kind of perfect angel type of thing. No, we got stuff. We all got stuff, and we're dealing with things. Allowing those things that we're dealing with to keep us from being able to give. As a matter of fact, and I don't know exactly what the quote is, but expresses that when you are, the best way to get over some issues that you're having is to focus on someone else other than yourself, right? Not simply you, but somebody else. And I got to tell you that there are many different instances where things may be challenging in my own life, my own experience, my own relationships. But when I can give or help someone else, that kind of causes me to forget about myself and allow for a different reality to become in the focus. Right? And so it's just amazing how these universal laws operate. But they're our choice. They're a choice that we have to make. That first there's the consciousness, you know, of them. And part of what our show here is about is raising our level of consciousness so that we can operate on a different level, different plane of influence. You know, so these are important points for us here today.
Yeah, it's definitely a choice, and I tell people, you know, the happiness that they're looking for, it's not out there. It's not out there in the future or somewhere else. Or it's not out there. It's inside. It's inside of oneself, not anywhere else. So it's about making that choice, and whatever circumstances you're in right now, whatever's happening in your life right now, that just to be grateful for being alive, for having this day, for having this gift, and just focusing on today, on this moment, without the worry. And you mentioned something about gratitude of being. You know, I looked up the word be in the dictionary, and it's live or exist. And then live or exist. So you can live and just live day by day, right? You can exist, just be, just existing. But then living, where you're really living from your spirit, really living to the fullest, really thriving, really dreaming, following Jesus, that's living. Or you're just existing. Or you're just existing. So we want to ask ourselves that question. Am I just existing or am I living? And if you're just existing, make that choice right now. I want to live. I want to really live.
Absolutely.
And live my life to the fullest.
Yeah. I think that's a, you know, that's certainly strong when it comes to that, because so many people are just existing. They are simply here, not really in full appreciation of the opportunity there is to be in the moment, which is right. That's the only thing we have control over, the moment, not the moment that's past. But the moment that we're dealing with right now, and
right.
Which is why I think you've mentioned many times, Marilyn, about be happy now, right? Not I'll be happy later. Be happy
right.
now.
Mm-hmm.
Be grateful now, because now is the moment that sets up the future. And I believe that when we operate from that standpoint and with that awareness, it impacts our lives at such a greater level. And so these are things that I really hope that we give consideration to, that we don't view it as a bunch of, did a training, spoke to a group of executives in a city agency just a couple of days ago, and when I was expressing some ideas and concepts around the proper use of power and about not, in short, humility rather than hubris, right? Not that the place of strength is the place of being humble, of kindness. It's not being because you're so strong. So when that was expressed, you know, there was someone in there that a little later on spoke to and said that, yeah, well, it sounds like a bunch of Church of Scientology type of stuff, and that's certainly not where we're coming from at all. What we are coming from is about recognizing this universe in which we've been created, and that there are laws that govern this universe. And when we know those laws, understand them, and cooperate with them, it impacts the quality of our lives. Positively impacts the quality of our lives. And so those who may be listening maybe for the first time, or someone has asked you to tune into this and you shared it, please know that we're not operating as some superhuman beings or some hippie love child, flower children type of thing. It's about you know, this show, Coco Express, is about keeping it real, right? And that's really what we want to be able to do. But we recognize and know that if we simply do the, you know, operate from a level of common sense, that's one level. But there's some uncommon sense that can allow us to take ourselves to another plane, another dimension. And when we do that, the impact we can have is far greater than the average. So we're just about at the end of our program for the day. Marilyn, do you have some closing words that you want to share with our listeners before we go?
Sure. I want to share a couple of quotes from Marianne Williamson. So it says, some things in the world today are very dark, and what the world needs now is more people who are working for the light. And every morning as we wake up, we can bless the world. We can pray to be servants today to something holy and true. We can take a deep breath and surrender ourselves to God's plan for our lives. And when we do this, we will experience miracles.
Wow, that's fantastic. That's mm-hmm. fantastic.
So, and
my
I
husband said,
I
can, okay, please. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
No, please.
No, and I can really, you know, for the past of several years of my life have been you know, challenging. I've had many, many challenges. And when you surrender and don't fight what's happening and you resist and you accept what is and really connect with your higher self and really work on ourselves and becoming spiritual and being connected with the divine, this is so true that miracles do happen, because I've experienced it over and over again in my life. Mm-hmm. So I can really attest that this is true. And the universal law is just, it's, you know, the intelligence of the universe and the divine. When we trust in that, and every day we say to ourselves, just for today, we'll have faith and trust that this is something that will get us through every single day.
That's good. And when you talk about that surrender, it's not about necessarily in the traditional sense of giving up. It's about submitting to a power that is greater than that of yourself. Not circumstances, please, not circumstances, but submitting to a power greater to you than yourself, which again is the expression of God in this universe, who is omniscient, who is in control of time. That's the insertion in the eternity that we're experiencing, right? But we don't have to wait until this life is done to begin to experience the power that comes from this knowledge. Three words, right? Information, education, and transformation. So we get information for the purpose of educating ourselves, but that education has to be then applied right to the aspect of transformation so that we can move beyond where we are to where we ultimately can be. Well, we come to the end of our time here today, and we want to thank you once again for your investment in being here. We look forward to being with you again next time on Paradigm Shifters, Principles for Life and Success. Thank you for being here. Thanks, Marilyn. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
So until next time, keep it real, listen, learn, and live.
Elizabeth.
Big news. The new Sprint LTE Plus network is faster than Verizon and AT&T based on analysis of a recent study by Nielsen. And to celebrate, we're inviting you to join Sprint for the biggest offer in U.S. wireless history. Switch to Sprint and save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates. Yep, you heard that right. No gimmicks, no tricks. You have Verizon 6 gigs for $60, 30 with Sprint. And if you have 15 gigs for $100 from AT&T, 50 with Sprint. Even if you have T-Mobile's 10 gigs for $80, we'll give it to you for 40. And we won't force you to watch video in low def. Oh, and one more thing. We'll even pay your switching fees up to $650 per line so you can switch to the Sprint LTE Plus network today. Visit a Sprint store or sprint.com/save50%.
Offer coverage not available everywhere for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, and premium content. Subject to new line $36 activation fee. Credit valid port-in. Plans may not be exact match. See website for eligible plans. Offer ends 1/7/16, savings through 1/8/18. Exclusions and restrictions apply. Contract by OD. Reward card requires online registration.